Year's 2007. I'm on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. The Watusi is a solo dance that enjoyed brief popularity during the early 1960s. It was one of the most popular dance creators of the 1960s in the United States. In the classic Watusi, the dancer is almost stationary with knees slightly bent, although may move forward and back by one or two small rhythmic paces. The arms, the palms, flat in line, are held almost straight, alternatingly flail up and down in the vertical. The head is kept in line with the upper torso and may bob slightly to accentuate the arm flailing. The dance, which became popular in the American surf beach subculture of the 1960s, may be enhanced if one imagines that one's feet are on sand.
Can we get serious now?
Sorry, sweetie.
This is 3DS, Halloween, Nintendo, we do it.
Nintendo, Nintendo DS, Nintendo 3DS. Mario, Luigi, Link, Zelda, we all know them. Nintendo Wii's.
This is the ASMR Whisper episode. I'm going to name some video games I can think of off the top of my head, but I'm going to whisper them because it's ASMR. Chuck the Egg, Banjo Kazooie, Ash Ketchum, Charizard, Ukulele, Lara Croft, Lego Iggy Pop from Lego Rock Band, Bandicoot and Dr. Cortex, Tom Nook, Zool, the guy from Scribblenauts with the hat. Training, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper, Master Chief, Cortana, Lucas, Little Mac. Toad, Mario, Luigi, Zelda, Link, Ganondorf, Fruit Ninja, Gingerbread Racing Man, Gingerbread Racing Man, yeah, remember him? No, he was in that game where you race gingerbread. You know that game where you race gingerbread around the Gingerbread Canyon. It was called Gingerbread Kart Racer. It was on the Wii and the GameCube and the DS and the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox 360. Yeah, you know that game. You customize your ride with icing and gumdrops and licorice of all sorts and caramel and candy floss, candy cane. you raced around the Gumdrop Kingdom. You remember that game? Four-player LAN multiplayer or multi-tap. You remember that game, yeah? See, it's like super rare now. It was on like an iOS port a while ago. Yeah, like Steve Guttenberg voiced Gingerbread Man, the racer. Yeah, he did. Dr. Eggman, Sonic and Shadow, Kurt Cobain in that one Guitar Hero game, or is it Rock Band? No, it was Guitar Hero. That me that everyone had of that one guy, and everyone had him, and it was like, why'd you have this me? Well, everyone had the me. It was the handbag of the Nintendo Wii generation, actually. Gingerbread Man Racer 2. This time he had two control buttons. James Pond. That's with a P and a B. The guy from Splinter Cell. And the guy from, was it Ex Machina? What's that one game? He's like a trench coat. And he's got sunglasses. Donkey Kong, Funky Kong, Cranky Kong, Diddy Kong. Old Man Cranky Kong, King K. Rool, Meta Knight, Kirby, King Diddy Day, drums. What about now? What about today? What if you're a man for me? What if I'm all of me? What about now? It's all too late. What about now? What about today? Ta-na-na, bum, bum, ba-da-bum, ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. What about now? What about today? What if I'm making sense? What if I have frankincense? Chuck the egg too. And what was that guy's name? That they had, he used to come out at every Sony press conference. It's like Kevin something. What happened to him? I bet he's like, oh, I used to be a big shot at the old Sony factory. And they're like, no, you didn't. And he's like, yeah, I did. And like, what's your name? He says, I don't know. That's just my short form, improv. No bits, no cuts. I'm not cutting anything out. Some more names. Kung Fu Steve, Chewing Gum Tony, and Splork, Mirror's Edge, Wii Fit Person, that cool dog that had that. Chris Redfield, Jill Valentine, Jill Sandwich. I hope that's not Chris's blood. Hercule Poirot. This is what he would do. He'd be like, I'm a video game Istins. That's my 2 cents on the matter. Thank you for listening to this special ASMR episode of the podcast. I hope it didn't make you tingle too much.
To satisfy. You never failed. Let's do it. To satisfy. Let's do it.